Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Blog Talk. How are you doing today? And welcome to the Zurian Show. As always, we hope that we bring you the best information and hopefully enlightening information that helps you to have a better life across the board. I mean, again, we can't answer all your questions, but then nobody can. However, we hope that the information that we share and give to you is information that you find useful and information that actually helps you to have a better understanding of the world that we live in, as we all are trying to learn and deal with different things as we go. Because life is what? An action in process, and we're all trying to get through it. Anyway, today, ladies and gentlemen, what I'd like to talk to you about is a subject that is really near and dear to my heart, and it's basically that mindset that, you know, we have overnight successes. First off, I'm not trying to step on anybody's parade. I understand that we all have dreams and desires, but what I would like everybody to please consider is that those dreams and desires require you to do something that's called work. It requires you to set up a way that you can measure your achievement and put things in place so that you can reach the goals in which you wish to obtain. You know, many people who attend presentations and seminars, you know, they also watch television and movies and things like that, and everybody sees different people reach different levels of success in their lives or in whatever it is that they've chosen to do. However, what I'd like everybody to understand is that there is no such thing as an overnight success. Each of those people that have achieved success in their lives, each of those people that are living their dreams, each of those people that end up having quality life after they've had success, are people that put a lot of work into it. They put a lot of effort into it. They put a lot of planning into it. They actually did the work so that they could reap the rewards. You know, in life, we have many people that think that hunting is going to get you what you need, and hunting will get you an immediate reward. It truly will. However, it's the farmers in life that win every time. It's the people that constantly get out there and constantly work and constantly do the things that they need to do so that they can experience the success that most of us see as natural success. Those are the people that have done the work, and when we, the outside people, look at them, we think, wow, you know, that person is really talented. Well, that person that you see with all that skill, with all that, you know, ability and raw talent, is somebody that practiced again and again and again and again. And in some cases, that success wasn't something that just fell out of the sky. That success was something that happened over repeated effort, them repeatedly trying to reach a particular goal, them repeatedly trying to learn a thing or do the thing that they needed to do. They didn't just wake up one day and have the ability to play the piano. They didn't just wake up one day and find that they were multimillionaires. And if you want to look at the track record of people who have woken up and found themselves to be millionaires, please understand that statistically, most people that hit the lottery, within 5 years, they're actually broker than they were before they hit the lottery. These statistics aren't the Zurian Show statistics. These are facts. These are researchable. These are Googleable, as some people would like to say. So my question is, do you want to live a life or do you want to live a temporary fantasy that turns into a nightmare? I would think that most of us want to live a life and most of us want to find joy and happiness in the life that we live, and we want to experience positive things. Well, those positive things take effort. Those positive things take work on our parts. Those positive things will come if we're willing to do the things necessary to get us where we need to be. The overnight success thing is truly a myth. It's not real. those people, again, that have found overnight success are people that have worked anywhere from 10 to 20 years, and they've worked hard to achieve the success in which we, the people that are just happening to watch TV on that particular day or happening to read about on that particular day, are seeing. But there was real work, real effort that went into those people's success. Very few people achieve success overnight, and even fewer hang on to it. I mean, how many one-hit wonders are there? There's hundreds, thousands of one-hit wonders, bands that, you know, they got that one hit, and from that one hit, you know, they became successful, but that success was very short-lived. That fulfillment was very short-lived. Look at the different comedians, guys who make you laugh, ladies who make you laugh, who end up taking their own lives or living very destructive lives. I mean, very few people really grasp the fact that Elvis Presley and his mother died at the same age. He pretty much made himself a self-fulfilling prophecy. And I'm not trying to be disrespectful to any Elvis fans or anything like that. I'm just stating a fact. Success is something that takes time, and it takes effort, and it takes a positive mental attitude that you need to have, not only out so that people can see it, but it needs to be in your heart. It needs to be in your soul. It needs to be something that you truly believe in. And in order to do that, you also need to put in the work. Why? Because by putting in the work, you respect it more. You know, we've got a lot of people that think that if you're in a brick-and-mortar business, that's the way to go. You've got some people that think if you're in an MLM, you know, that's the way to go. Well, guess what? It depends on you. All of those vehicles work, whether you're in a multi-level marketing business or company, or you're in a regular brick-and-mortar company, or you're trying to be an athlete, or you're trying to be a speaker, or you're trying to be a writer. In order for you to obtain full success and to truly appreciate it and to truly benefit from it and do that long-term, you're going to have to put in some time. You're going to have to put in some effort. You're going to have to do the things necessary to get you where you need to get, because you want to not only have success, you want to have sustained success. You want it to continue over time. You want your work to constantly improve. You don't want to be that person that, as they say, gets lucky once and then that luck just runs away from them after that. You want to be the person that as you move through life, you're a contributor. You're giving not only to others but giving to yourself. As you grow, as you develop, as you become the person that you were meant to be. You guys have heard me say this on many occasions. There's greatness within all of us. There's an ability to tackle any particular obstacle. You're a human being. Human beings are miracles just in the fact that we are born. We're miracles just in the fact that each and every day we breathe and we actually have lives that grow and develop, and we create and do wonderful things. I mean, the actual man is an amazing process. And when I say an amazing process, I'm talking about you. And I mean, when I say you, I mean every one of you, including myself. You are a miracle. You really are. The problem is that most of us don't treat ourselves like we're miracles. We don't treat ourselves like we're gifts. We don't treat ourselves like we're presents. We don't do the things necessary to show that we are capable of great things. But again, those great things take work, and to sustain them, you have to continuously put time and effort into the things that you want. You look at somebody like Mark Twain. Mark Twain claimed it took 3 weeks to prepare a good, impromptu speech. So basically, a speech that other people thought was off the cuff was just something that Mark Twain did, you know, just out of habit, just out of the way he was, because he was such a great writer and such a great person that could do so many things with the human language. They thought that when he said something that it was literally spur of the moment. However, what Mark basically was saying, or Mr. Twain was basically saying, was that speech, that impromptu speech, was something that he had spent weeks over. It was something that he had dreamed about all of his life. It really wasn't something that he pulled out of his hat. It was something that he had had underneath his hat for a long time. And he was just waiting for the opportunity. He had rehearsed it 1,000, 2,000, 10,000 times before you actually heard it. Back when he wasn't famous, back when he wasn't known as the great Mark Twain, back when his writings were, again, he was a nobody out there in the world. You know, even people who seem to achieve success overnight usually have been working in obscurity for years. You know, nobody knew that they existed. Nobody knew that they were out there. But it's that constantly repeating those same practices that got them the success that they got. You know, a real success is earned. Real success is something that you put effort into. It's something that you put your heart and soul into. It's not, again, a one-night wonder. It's not, you know, something that happens off of the spur of the moment. It's something that that person has planned and dreamed about all their lives. And each time that they made a mistake, they made a correction. And from those corrections and repeated corrections again and 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 again, they eventually found the recipe. They found the chemistry to make that particular dream come true. But what actually helped them do it, it was each and every time that they were almost there but weren't quite there. It was every time that they were nowhere close but they didn't give up. It was every time that they put in that little bit of effort that the next man wasn't able to put in. It was that stick-to-itiveness. It was that ability to continue to plot on and continue to plan on and to also take action and do the things that they continued to do until one day they found that success that they were dreaming about. They found that joy and that oneness of knowing that that plan that they had been dreaming and working and applying and dreaming and working and applying had finally come to fruition. You know, I was recently talking with a young man in one of the groups that I belong to, a B&I group, and he was telling me how, you know, in his business, now he works a regular job, but in his part-time business, how do we call it? We say you work full-time on your job and part-time on your fortune. Well, in this young man's goal to work part-time on his fortune, he actually had some real luck, you know, through consistency, through continuously talking to as many people as he could, being honest, being upfront, presenting his craft, his tool, and his product to other people. He consistently, for the last several months, not just 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5, but for several months, consistently got approximately 5 people a month into his business, assigned about 5 people a month into his plan, into his team. Well, from that, he was explaining to me actually today that he won a BMW. And I thought that that was outstanding. But why did he win a BMW? He won a BMW because he constantly worked on his craft. He constantly worked on his presentation. He constantly presented to other people. Even when he thought that those people were going to say no, even when he didn't feel like getting up, even when he didn't feel like presenting whatever it is that he had to present to other people, he's part of an MLM, he continuously did it. Now, he did that again while working full-time on his job. He worked part-time on his fortune. Well, now, very soon, he should have a brand new BMW that he won. Why? Because of his efforts, because of the fact that he helped other people by sharing his dream, sharing his tool, and helping them by providing a service that some of them didn't even know that they needed. But after he explained to them in an honest and upfront way as to why they needed it and what it was and what it would do for them, it ended up coming out that these people did need his service. These people did need what he had to provide. And by him continuously sharing it with each and every one of those people, what ended up happening was he not only helped them reach their goal, he's helping himself and his family to reach their own financial goals. Plus that, he, again, while still reaching his goals, is again getting a brand new BMW. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know what your favorite car is, but when I was talking to the young man, he also explained to me that, you know, I was like, well, hey, now all you got to do is pay the taxes. That's a whole lot cheaper than a car note. And he's like, it sure is. And then he was explaining to me you know, because I was talking about the insurance and all of that that was going to cost him to get his new car, you know, and get it on the road. He was explaining to me that, yeah, he had already called his insurance company, and that new car was only going to cost him an additional $60,000. I mean, not $60,000, an additional $63 a month to his overall plan. Now, ladies and gentlemen, is that not a win-win situation? I mean, come on. The gentleman who's a young man is not only going to get himself a brand-new BMW, technically that whole brand-new BMW is only going to be costing him an additional $63 a month, and that's in insurance, the same insurance that he would have had to pay if he'd have gotten a loan, plus, of course, the interest and everything else, to pay for the what? Vehicle. So, ladies and gentlemen, every day you need to understand that life is about living. If you don't take it and take that bull by the horns and, as they say, wrestle that bear to the ground, then who's really losing? You're losing. And how are you losing? You're losing because, one, you're not winning. You're not moving forward. You're not creating a life that other people look at with envy. And I'm not saying look at with envy as in you're better than them or any of those things. What I'm saying is that, guess what? If you achieve, if you believe and achieve, you're not only helping yourself, but you're helping others, because there's other people that will learn from your example. What's your example? Your example is getting out there and doing the things necessary so that those other people that need a role model just like you can also find that success, can also live that dream, can also realize that they don't need to work a humdrum 9-to-5 job or deal with people that don't appreciate them, because there's people that do appreciate them. You could be that role model not only to yourself, but that role model to your kids, that role model to other people out there. And there's hundreds and thousands and millions of people out there that need a role model. So the myth of success overnight is really that. It's a myth. Ladies and gentlemen, those people that find success in their lives, those people that live their dreams, are people that constantly, every day, get out there and do what they need to do. To win the Tour de France, what did you need to do? You need to put forth effort. You need to put forth a willingness and a belief that you could do those things, and then apply that every day, over and over and over and over again. All right? And when you do that, you need to also understand that if you can create a team, if you can create a group of people that share your thoughts, share your dreams, that you can help and that can help you, then guess what? You're going to get there a lot quicker. That's why things like network marketing and MLMs and companies like iZig and things like that truly work. Why? Because these are people that find another group of people that are like-minded, that also want to succeed. That is, one motivational person would say, or Jason Bonet would say, they're hungry, they want success, and they want to help others while they do it. Zig Ziglar said, if you truly want to get rich, then what you need to do is find a way to help the masses, and by helping the masses, you will also help yourself. And that's a beautiful way to get rich. It's not about somebody being smarter than somebody else. It's not about somebody being richer than somebody else. It doesn't matter. To live your dreams, you need to do what you need to do, what you believe is necessary to get you to where you need to be. And you need to do that in a positive manner without hurting other people, without putting other people out there. Again, everything that you want to do and everything that you deserve, you will get if you're willing to do your part. But you have to do your part. Stop expecting to win the lottery. Stop expecting for some lucky numbers to fall out of your hat. Stop expecting for fate to just throw you the winning ticket or the winning thing, or, you know, wishing that somebody in your family passed away or somebody left you money. Ladies and gentlemen, do you want to leave a legacy in your life, or do you just want to leave debt? Do you want to be part of the solution, or do you want to remain part of the problem? Do you want to continuously be a drain on humanity as we know it, or would you like to be one of the cures? Right now, we live in a place called, well, right now I'm in the United States, so we'll say America. The key to our true salvation doesn't lie in a president. It doesn't lie in our political appointees. It lies in us. It lies in us doing the things necessary to get ourselves where we need to get and to grow, to develop, and to become all of the things that we were meant to become. How do we do that? We do that by doing the work. We do that by doing the necessary things to get us where we need to get. We do it by taking a chance and believing in ourselves and believing in our country, our product, our family, and those around us. And also we do that by removing those people that are not going to help us to reach our goals. And I'm not talking about reaching your goal by somebody else sacrificing for you. I'm talking about you doing the things necessary so that you are sacrificing for yourself, so that you are putting out the correct information and the right information and the right effort. It doesn't matter if you fail. Why? Because if you fail, you win. Why do you win if you fail? The reason that you win if you fail is because guess what? You learn more from that failure than you do from that success. Because each time that you fail, if you take that information and you reevaluate it and you see why that path didn't work, you see why that particular direction wasn't the direction to go in at the time or wasn't for you, or that particular product wasn't for you, or that particular mindset wasn't for you, you learn what is for you. You learn what you need to do to adjust so that you can realize and live the life that you want to live. Again, life is about action. The more action you take, the more of life you're going to experience. The more action you take, the more fulfillment of life you're going to experience. The more action that you take in the correct direction and also doing the right things, the more you're going to learn from each and every action that you take. Now, remember, I'm not saying repeat the same stupid things over and over and over again. What I'm saying is repeat the things that work. Success leaves clues. There's clues out there for everybody. There's directions that you can go in, and those directions that you see that are in front of you every day will help you each and every day to get closer to where you want to be with your life and how you want to get there. Again, life is not a spectator sport. Watching somebody succeed on television and you not taking any action to help yourself succeed is not going to bring you the success you want. Reading somebody else's book that's not going to give you knowledge and experience that's useful is not going to help you. It is not going to do anything for you. Hanging out with your friends who are losers are only going to make you be a guy or a girl that hangs out with friends that are losers. And again, I am not saying that you or I are better than anybody else. What I am saying is that each of us have different goals. Each of us has different wants. Each of us have different paths that we choose to go in. If your life is not producing the things that you need your life to produce, then that means you need to reevaluate what you are thinking. You need to reevaluate what you are doing. Whatever it is that you are doing today has got you in a certain direction. It's got you moving in a certain direction. Whatever you have done today is only going to get you the same thing that it's been getting you up until this point in your life. If your life is not where it needs to be, if you are not going in the direction that you need to go in, then you need to make some changes. You need to make some adjustments. You need to change your direction. Is that going to happen overnight? No. Did you fail overnight? No. You failed over a series of actions that you took that were not the correct actions and didn't get you where you need to be. So what do you need to do? You need to change your patterns. You need to get that 30-day program to where each day you're doing something to help you get where you need to get. And the next 30 days you need to continue that and add to it. And as you add to it, you'll create steps. And as you create steps, you'll get closer and closer and closer and closer and closer to your goal. And your goal will move. But each time you need to keep track of that goal. You need to keep monitoring of that goal. You need to understand that every no will eventually lead to a yes. Every time that somebody gives you rejection, every time somebody tells you that you can't do it, that should bolster you. That should push you. That should make you want to do the next thing that you need to do to get where you need to get. All right? Before you speak, you need to think. What does that mean? What does think mean? It means T, is it true? H, is it helpful? I, is it inspiring? N, is it necessary? And K, is it kind? We need to think before we open our mouths. We also need to make sure that what we are saying is true. We need to make sure that we are being courteous and respectful. Yes, sometimes you will have to say things to other people that are not exactly the most courteous and may not be seen the most caring. However, sometimes those things need to be said too. But we should not purposely go out there trying to hurt anybody or purposely go out there trying to deceive anybody or send anybody in the wrong directions. Ladies and gentlemen, life is not hard. It's people that make life hard. It's people that make things difficult. It's people that change the rules or change the plan. Don't change the plan. Don't change the rules. Do what you need to do that's going to not only help you but help those around you. Be a person of quality. Be a person of true character. Break all the ties with negative people that do not help you and do not foster you to grow, to develop, and to become what you were meant to be. You know, you get a lot of people that say we're all here for God's plan. Well, I said this before and I'm going to say it again. If this is true, then why aren't you doing what you need to do? It is better to let someone walk away from you than to walk all over you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's do the things that we need to do so that we can live the lives that we need to live. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it. Again, we need to get out there and do the things that we need to do, no matter what your business is, no matter what your goal is, all right? But also we need to look at it with truth. We need to look at it for real, and we need to also see things as they are. If you truly want something and you've got the true desire to do it, you'll find a way to do it. It may not be exactly what you want, but it can be close enough. And if your dream is to do certain things, you need to also look at the reality is, of are you truly capable of doing those things? 95% of the things in the world, anybody can do it. Everybody is capable of greatness, just about everybody. All right, some people are mentally handicapped and they can't do it for that reason, but even they are capable of great things. The great things may not be at the level in which somebody that isn't handicapped may see, but if you look at it, look around you. There are people that are handicapped that have done far more than people that have all of their limbs, have all of their faculties, have all of their senses and limbs and abilities and things like that. If it's meant to be, it's up to who? It's up to you. Ladies and gentlemen, the first thing is belief and the next thing is action. And then after you take action, you need to reaffirm that belief. Then after you take that, reaffirm that belief, you need to follow that up with action. And then what do you need to do? Repeat, repeat, repeat. Understand that you were not truly put here to work somebody's job. You were truly put here to live a dream and to help other people to live their dreams. Because as Zig Ziglar would say, the more people you help, the more you help yourself. And the more you grow as a human being, the more you grow as a positive force on this earth. Stop waiting for a president or a congressman to save your problems. Stop waiting for somebody else to fix it for you. Fix it yourself. Stand on your own two feet and understand that you're the one that created this, you're the one that fixed this, and you're the one that's going to make it happen. Get a team of people with you that also see the same way that you do in a positive light, and then move forward. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and as always, it is an honor to present to you. Please also check out our Blog Talk website, and that is The Zurian Show. And also, if you get a chance, if you're in life and moving forward, please go online and look at www.izig.com/zsuccess. That's www.izig.com/zsuccess, which is ZSUCCESS. And again, thank you very much for listening to The Zurian. Great day and a great life. Opportunity is abound. Take advantage of it and do the things that you need to do to make your life what you need it to be for you. Take care.